the Kentucky Derby's running today, huh?
Running this afternoon.
Well, I've only watched it a couple times. We were traveling through southern Arizona with some good friends, and it didn't even occur to me. This was in 2014. They said, hey, where are we going to stop and watch the Kentucky Derby? And this was about, I don't know, around Marana. I said, I have no idea. Let me think about that. We were headed to Wilcox. I said, I know exactly where we're going. We're going to Rick's You Grill It Steakhouse. And so we walk in Rick's, and there's a cowboy sitting at the bar that's about 117 years old. And his name is Fargo. And Fargo is telling us, there's four of us, me and Jennifer, and this is kind of a rough joint, but it's where Cajuns like to go to hang out. And I was traveling with a A&M Aggie, so they'll go almost anywhere as a Cajun will go.
There we go. So
Fargo had guessed the last, or projected the last eight successful Kentucky Derby winners sitting in that chair drinking his brand of favorite refreshment. And this year, we put our money on what he said, and we lost.
Of course, it's that year.
First one, we lost in about 9 years. That's the last time I watched a Kentucky Derby. It was a lot of fun.
You ever had a mint julep?
Oh, yeah. I love it.
I've never had one.
Oh, man.
So I tell you what, if I do have my first one, where do I get it?
There are a lot of trouble, and there's a lot of restaurants in New Orleans that quit serving them because they are a lot of trouble to make and keep the fresh mint. But Brennan's used to serve them in New Orleans.
Right.
So I don't know. We had the texter earlier about the wine cave.
Yes.
For his wife. He sent a follow-up text and said Dr. Romero was one of my doctors when I was a youth.
Oh, wow. All right. Dr. Rosie, my dad.
What would you do if you were remodeling and you stumbled across a 1950s bomb shelter?
In your home you didn't know about?
In your home, yeah.
That would be pretty special.
A couple in California moved away some old furniture to...
That would be cool.
...to start this renovation, pulled back the carpet, and it was, you know, a manhole, just like you would see out on the street, a manhole there. And I thought, well, this is interesting. Pulled it up and led into this bombshell cave, and they went in there and had pictures of the food from the 50s that they had stacked down there. You know, a lot of it had been eaten and ransacked by critters and insects and things like that. But, you know, you don't see that on your BLM listing very often. It includes bomb cave.
Oh, man. But we can do that. We can do that. I'd like to take just a minute before the end of the show. I want to go to our takeaways for the day. But before we go to everybody's takeaway for the day, I'd like to be selfish here with my airtime and reach out again. Folks, Rosie Wright Remodeling is growing. And we are in desperate need of great remodeling residential superintendents. And the hiring office is open. And if you're good at remodeling and you want to become great at a career, this would be an excellent phone call for you to make. Give us a ring at Rosie Wright Remodeling. And I'd love for you to have a sit-down visit with our production manager, Mr. Don Breeze. We are in real need of qualified residential superintendents. Romy, you're hiring at Roth Productions. We definitely are in need to replace Miss Carol Grace moving to Washington, D.C. So we need an admin.
What would you describe your job description as?
Genius admin, everything, do this.
It's all kinds of things. One thing, it has to be someone who's teachable, flexible, loves working with people, loves talking to the people of Arizona, answering their questions, social media stuff, you know, a real connecting piece.
I'm surprised Carol hadn't said anything. She's usually chatting.
And I I don't know any of our partners that that's not on their to-do or that they're not currently actively or seeking.
They're all begging for help.
Gary, I'm just over here racking my brain on how to describe what I do every day. It's spending time with the homeowner, spending time with you guys, doing Rosie right and Rosie on the house. It's a fun job.
You know, Jeff Fleetham was in here a couple weeks ago talking about the trade industry and the need for that. You've got Westmec, you've got Evit, and then you've got all the individual associations or unions that are all trying to recruit the next generation of labor pool. And I think they need to go beyond just, okay, here's who is going to work in the trades and everyone like sharks attacking that small pond. They need to increase the pond and really go on a PR campaign and reverse engineer this thought process that you have to have a college education. You have to be in thousands of dollars of debt to start your life with a degree that doesn't even have a field in the marketplace that supports your curriculum.
Last 14 months of COVID chaos soured you on your career in healthcare or cost you your job in the hospitality business, this would be an excellent opportunity for you to consider the construction trades, building sciences, and service provider opportunity, because the demand for this level of skill in this particular area is virtually limitless. It makes a great career. We'd love to hear from you at Roth Productions or Rosie Wright Remodeling, or take a look at our website. And if you're a tradesperson or tradeswoman and you'd like to further your career with a more professional outfit, find somebody that's Roth certified in your degree, in your area of expertise, and give them a call. I'm telling you, I don't know any of them that aren't hiring right now. None of them.
All of them.
We didn't have time to get to our takeaways. I was too busy begging for help.
Or for any of our partners, at that matter.
That's right. Well, let me end it with this and just wish you all a great week. And don't get scared. We'll be back next Saturday. Until then, you can find us at rosieonthehouse.com.